This is a listen and walk clip. Make your way across the bridge as we tell you about its history and its role in the world of Harry Potter. Watch out for Death Eaters as you make your way from the south to the north side of the Thames over the Millennium Bridge. Known colloquially as the Wobbly Bridge, the Millennium Bridge began its life in 1996 as the winning design of a competition held by Southwark Council and the Royal Institute of British Architects. However, the bridge gained international fame in the year 2000 when the structurally unsound bridge opened to the public and quickly began to sway and wobble, nearly coming entirely apart and knocking pedestrians over as they tried to cross it. The bridge had to be immediately closed and spent a further 2 years under construction before finally being reopened to the public. The bridge makes two appearances in the films. Firstly, in The Order of the Phoenix, as Dumbledore's army fly their way toward the Ministry of Magic. The second appearance, in Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince, is much more dramatic when the bridge becomes the scene of a horrific Death Eater attack. Potter lovers will know that in the novel, Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince, it is Brockdale Bridge, not the Millennium Bridge, that is targeted by Death Eaters who are quickly escalating their attacks in the Muggle world, but filmmakers decide to change the location of the attack. In the Half-Blood Prince film, it was decided to use the iconic Millennium Bridge instead. After Lord Voldemort tells the Minister of Magic, Cornelius Fudge, to step down and Fudge refuses, Voldemort unleashes his wrath on the people of London, magical and muggle alike. The opening scene of that movie shows Death Eaters flying over London, destroying everything in their path, including the Millennium Bridge. It's mentioned that many muggles were injured and some even died in the attack. This shocking display of magic in the Muggle world would lead to the end of Cornelius Fudge's premiership and led to his replacement by Rufus Scrimgeour, a huge turning point in the story of Harry Potter. So why change the bridge for the movie? One, because it's an iconic structure in London and the filmmakers knew the bridge would be recognized all over the world. And then secondly, because of the bridge's history. You'll remember we mentioned that when the bridge was first opened, it wasn't structurally sound and it wobbled so much that it nearly collapsed into the river. So the filmmakers decided to reference this, blaming the Death Eaters for the problems with the bridge, rather than the architects who designed it. Today, that opening segment is now one of the most iconic and remembered scenes of the Harry Potter film series. Today, hundreds of Potter lovers come to see the bridge for themselves every year, and we are happy to say that the Millennium Bridge is still in one piece and safe from Death Eater attacks, for now. We've included a clip of this on our app, so you can see it for yourself. Walk across the Millennium Bridge. When you get to the other side, continue forward until you reach St. Paul's Cathedral. With the bridge behind you, turn left and walk to the front steps of the church.